Well, the challenge is there. It's enormous. At this point in time, former child soldiers are facing the most crucial part of their lives, because looking at the terrorism that is going around the world, and it makes it very difficult for governments and other groups to release these children. But I can tell you, if I can go through and succeed to become somebody, then definitely day to day have a better thing, because all they need is like, they need a better place to live. They need an education. They need a mother, somebody that can at least regulate. So it's like, not that former child soldiers, they don't have a place. They have a place in society. If society is willing to forgive and accept us as people rather than as menace in society. And another thing, our government has to be involved. The government, the community, everyone has to put hands on board.
You mentioned that religion and education were two key aspects to be reintegrated into society and to find a value system in your life. Could you describe maybe a little bit how those two things, religion and education, helped you?
One, education helps me greatly, because the time I was using to concentrate on violent stuff when I was a child, when I was with the armed group, when I found myself in the SOS Children's Village, it's like I don't have that time anymore, because I have to spend the time to solve my English assignment, my math assignment, so I won't have time to think about violence. Important. And the religious aspect is like going to church or going to mosques is just like a counseling, wherein the pastor or the imam will be administering about the good moral things that are acceptable in society and how we should treat ourselves.
So since you were 7 and for many years after that, you were taken away from your home. People tried to convince you to commit acts of violence, right? So they tried to convince you that it was acceptable. And so all of a sudden you found yourself taken away from that milieu and explained that life is sacred and that you shouldn't be violent. How was the transition from one value system to another value system? Was it all at once? Was it gradual?
Well, it was gradual. For instance, the SOS Children's Village played a very significant role, but because for the fact that they have a village and it is strictly being controlled. It's like from school to your home, from home to school. I may have the instinct to like try to beat up the boys that are disturbing me or try to provoke me or try to pull me out. But if I beat them, they will tend to report me. And when I'm reported, definitely they're gonna punish me. So I tend to move from that culture of violence to a culture of peace, because I find myself in a home wherein I'm treated like any other child in the society. I have a brother, I have a sister, we call ourselves, not biologically, but I have a brother, I have a sister that we can call ourselves brother. And I have a mom. There's somebody that's placed in the home that can serve as a mother. Those are important, concrete pillars that helps me to really, really move from that culture of violence to the culture of peace.
What other actions can governments take to improve the situation?
I'm calling on the government, our government, I'm calling on the UN, I'm calling on the international community to see how they can put hands on board to improve the situation. A child who have had the hell of a war cannot just be reintegrated for like 6 months program. It won't work. He needs a short, medium and long-term program. And this type of youth, they can serve as a dangerous element in society. Like if there is another conflict in the neighboring country, there is a war going on, and they are looking for mercenary that they can just pay $100 and you can loot whatsoever you want to loot. And this guy doesn't have any skills, he doesn't have any education, and he doesn't have any opportunity to advance himself. He might be used as an element, as an agent, to fuel conflict in the sub-region. It happens in Sierra Leone. Youth we are living in Sierra Leone, going to Liberia, going to Ivory Coast to fight. So what I'm trying to say, it's everyone's responsibility. The teachers, the market women, community leaders, church leaders, mosques, the international community, the government, it's everyone's own business to put hands on board and see that who've contributed, who've saved lives, who've saved lives. You can go to bed with a clean mind that you've contributed to humanity.